Seventh week, second day, seeking the quiet spaces. The practice of stillness is cumulative, like a snowball growing upon itself. It creates great quiet spaces in a man. Do thou thyself but hold thy tongue for one day, writes Carlyle, and on the morrow how much clearer are thy purposes and duties. What wreck and rubbish have the mute workmen within thee swept away when intrusive noises were shut out. To achieve silence within means training in relaxation, in effortless motion, in selflessness, in complete self-effacement. There should be no seeking, no striving, no directed thinking whatever. There should be no striving even to see God. Rather, rest in the presence of God, yes, in his very bosom, and be cleansed of hypocrisy, anger, fear, jealousy, through the purifying, penetrating power of his love. After 10, 15, even 30 minutes of purgation, we are ready to reach for and take all that is good, beautiful, and true. Reach up to the heavens. Reach for all that the heavens hold. Every seed of life had its beginning in the place of silence. The world of work and noise is all about us, despotic and uncompromising. Yet the world of silence is all about us also. We can slip into it instantly, and when its mantle drops over our spirit, we feel release, calmness, and enlightenment. Silence will do this, but not reverie and vacant musings. It will be the silence of the lone figure of Gethsemane, girding himself with equipment for every victory. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore.